Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hi, this is Pam Tillis, and you're listening to Hollywood Connection with Dawn.
Hi, I'm Gina Lee Nolan, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections.
Hey, everyone, I'm Cassie Scirbo with Dawn, the lovely Dawn, and you're listening and watching Hollywood Connection.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn, little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reiss's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reiss on Hollywood
Connections. Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
Hey, this is Jason Thompson from The Young and the Restless. You're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss.
Hi, Squidward Tentacles here, reminding you about Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss. If you want to know about voiceovers, this is where you need to tune in. You can hear me, too. Ha, ha, ha. Have a great day. Is this thing still on?
I am.
Hey, this is Brittany Sarpy from Young and the Restless, and you are listening to Dawn Reiss Hollywood Connection.
Hey, this is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
Charlie Adler, and I'm shouting out, I guess that's a word, because I'll be on Hollywood Connections soon.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood, always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Hollywood Connections. I'm so excited for today's show. And first, before I start, I want to play two little intros before our VIP guest, Matt Cooper, is on the phone from TikTok that I found an amazing singer, but I've got some amazing news. So check out what I just put up to my engineer. I'll be right back.
Life on Purpose TV, Tanya Miles. BJ Arnett, BJ Today with Mayor Deanna Ingram. David Heavener. David Heavener Investigates,
he's
episode
really
one.
Show. Yeah.
Dawn Reiss, woo-hoo! Hollywood Connections.
Oh my gosh!
Gemma Winger. Gemma Winger's Hollywood.
40 years doing radio. Okay, then woo-hoo! We'll play the other one. So I'm excited. The International Christian Film Festival has nominated me for the best talk show. And we're so excited because we want to thank all of our co-hosts from everybody that's been involved with Hollywood Connections. And check this out as well. Be right back.
Category. Let's start with Best TV Show. The nominees for Best TV Show are Beauty for Ashes, BJ Today with Mayor Deanna Ingram, Church Folks Episode 3, Creation Magazine Live Season 8, David Heavener Investigates Episode 1.
He's a good show. He's been on here.
Fragment.
Producer.
Gemma Winger's Hollywood, Grace in High Heels, Hollywood Connections, Life on Purpose TV, Tanya Miles.
Okay. So anyways, thank you, everybody. And I'm so excited and blessed. And I want to thank Tommy, our engineer, for making some amazing shows for us to put on the international.
Thank you, Tommy. We love you.
Christian Film Festival. And so I've been nominated as Best Talk Show Host and Best Talk Show. So we'll see what happens in May, walking that red carpet. And VH2 TV Network and other TV networks that we're working with will be there. And we have our camera crew. So in the meantime, let's go to Matt Cooper. Matt Cooper, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you?
I'm so excited. I only have a few minutes, but I want to play more of your music next week because I had to cut my show today. But we want to interview you more as well. And I love the song that we have that we're about to play. So I just wanted to thank you so much. And where are you calling in from?
I'm calling in from Jacksonville, Florida.
Jacksonville. Then, so you're a hop skip. You can come down and see us at the station one of these times.
I know, I need to.
You need to. Well, let's go to Matt Cooper's song. I found him on TikTok under Matt Cooper. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
There you go, everybody watching TikTok. Let's listen to Matt Cooper's country song, one of my favorites. We'll be right back. Tell me if you like this. It's amazing. And Tommy is about to play it. We have about 4 minutes. And I have some ticket giveaways. If anybody's watching on Facebook, I have got two tickets someplace. And if you are watching, say, I want to go. I want to go.
Sun in the Fun, April 13th through the 18th. And whoever says, I want to go first, gets these two tickets. And we're so excited. And he's trying to get your song, Matt. He just had it. Okay, something happened. Technical difficulties here at the station, but we are good. We have a computer system back there. In the meantime, Carrie Kay, I'm giving you two tickets. And it's $45 a piece. And that's in April. You and Marcus can go, your film director friend as well. All right, we'll be right back. Listen to Matt Cooper.
Thank you.
Hey girl, what you doing tonight? Why don't we take a midnight drive? I'll bring the music if you bring me back them hazel lights. Hey girl, what's your favorite song? We can play back all night long. Just reminiscing and listening to the radio. Got Drake on the beat, get your heart on your seat. Saying, come on over, boy, won't you dance with me? I know you're every move and what you're trying to do, but I'ma let you roll, take it slow, ready, set, go.
Hey, hey, baby, I want you to say.
What you want for the work of art? I'll give you mine if we can sail to the moon side. Hey girl, where'd you get those jeans? They can tearing up all those scenes, just like you're tearing and shaping up all the moves that we got on Tim McGraw, your favorite Taylor Swift song. Saying, why don't we pull over, put the Chevy in park? I know you're ever removing what you're trying to do, but I'ma let you roll, make it slow, ready, set, go.
Hey!
Driving and you want to buy this music. Matt Cooper, where can they buy that music?
They can buy it everywhere, iTunes, Spotify, you name it.
Oh my gosh, and what's that song called?
That one is called Turn Up the Music.
Turn Up the Music. Matt, I am going to have you on next week longer because I have more of a special, and I'd like to interview you longer and play more of your music. Is that possible, or can you come to the station?
That sounds great. Unfortunately, I won't be able to make it to the station, but I would love to talk with you guys next week.
For sure. And this is up on Tantalk Radio Network, and we're so glad that you called in. Please forgive me. Next week will be longer. We'll play more music, and I definitely want you back because I do want to learn more about you.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
Awesome. That's Matt Cooper I found on TikTok. Amazing, amazing artist. And we've got some plans. We're working with an indie label. We've got a lot happening as well. And so also my husband, I have 1 minute before Carrie Kay's special. My husband, we have our sailboat, 37-foot Endeavor under Sunkissed Charters. And sunkissedcharter@gmail.com. Start to get on the list because we have a 37-foot Endeavor that's going to take you on the Gulf of Mexico. And it's a 3 to 5 hour trip, not a tour.
I will be booking a tour with you.
Yes,
definitely.
It's going to be fun.
Yes, and me and my team.
$100 yes. hour, 3 hour minimum, 727-871-7788 if you'd like a charter, take out a sailboat. Okay, let's go to Carrie Kay's special. We'll be right back. I'm going to end this live, and let's put on some music.
Right. Looking to cool off in the summer or turn up the heat in the winter? Then head over to Clearwater Ice Arena, Tampa Bay Skating Academy Oldsmar, or TBSA Countryside. With three locations in the Tampa Bay area, you can enjoy a wide range of hockey and figure skating activities and programs. We offer youth and adult pickup hockey and leagues, skate, shoot, freestyle, and public skating times throughout the day, so you will want to come back again and again. It's fun for the whole family. And don't forget to schedule your next birthday party or private event with us. Visit TampaBayIce.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Dawn Reese, host of Hollywood Connections. I love to dine out and support our local restaurants, especially now. The District Advantage program lets me save 20% off my total bill anytime for 1 to 4 people at great restaurants like Clear Sky, Chiang Mai, Tequila's, Roxy's, Carol Lynn's Kitchen, Soul Sicilian, and 20 more eateries in the shops in the downtown Clearwater area. The subscription is only $20 for the entire year. That's over 120% off the total bill discount anytime at these great restaurants. It even includes the escape room and Clearwater Ferry. I made my $20 subscription back the first time I used District Advantage at Clear Sky on Cleveland, and I'm going back next week. Proceeds goes towards supporting the Downtown Clearwater Merchants Association. Quick and easy to download. Go to districtadvantages.com right now. Start saving today. This is even a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose. Go to districtadvantages.com right now.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Okay, and we're back with the Carrie Kay Beauty Queen special under Hollywood Connections. But I do have to say real quick, can I say, Renee Leone won the tickets to the Sun and Fun. So she said, I want to go.
And I have 2 tickets.
And she won.
So we're going to have fun, right? This is so cool.
So Carrie Kay Davis is an amazing woman that's got a lot going on. She's got something in front of her called the...
I have the red light therapy tonight, which is circulation magnetic therapy. So as you see, there's a red light, and we are working tonight on Miss Dawn Reese.
Not sure which. She knew I had a little owie on my face.
She had a little owie, so we're just going to work on that area.
And what now, is this going
to
do?
What this is doing is it's bringing the circulation and the blood flow back to your through your skin,
right?
Causing your blood to flow, and it heals the area. So, like it starts getting a faster recovery.
That's interesting. And so how? And I noticed that you can do this, like when you fell roller skating, you hurt your wrist, and then I hurt my wrist, but you put it on your wrist and
yes.
It helped.
Yes, I broke my wrist. I got hit by a school bus. This circulation magnetic therapy has been a godsend for me. It's just been amazing. So we have this mat today.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to have Dawn sit on it.
Okay, I don't know what the... Is it like a... I got a massage chair at home, Carrie.
It's a circulation mat.
Okay, a circulation mat. Let's try this.
So we're going to do this for just a few minutes.
All right. Do I sit back and relax?
Yeah, sit back and relax. And basically...
Put your tray tables up.
It's an eight-minute session that I do with people.
Okay.
I'm going to talk about that tonight, and I'm also going to talk about the stem cell.
Yeah, she's got
patches.
Some stuff. Okay, so I'm sitting back. So what is this going to do, Carrie?
Basically, you're going to get circulation of blood flow from head to toe.
Okay, what's the difference between this and a massage chair, just to let people know?
Oh, well, this is basically opening up your veins and letting the blood flow like a river the way God intended it.
Oh.
When our veins are all clogged up and we've got disease and illness that's setting in and our cells aren't dancing, right now, Miss Dawn's cells are dancing.
Okay, to Matt Cooper's music.
Yes. And this is how we can tell there's magnetic in the blanket here, these magnets. So if anybody's seen those magnet bracelets that people wear,
yes,
and they really, really work, now you have a whole body full of magnets that are creating proper blood flow and circulation for up to 12 hours with an 8-minute
session. Is that why all the paper clips are coming my way?
Well, that's why the fishbone came out of my foot.
Oh, I gotcha.
So
that makes sense.
So let's talk about what it's doing is helping to detox you, too. We have a lot of toxins in our bodies. So with my show, Living a Healthy Lifestyle, I want to bring to people a holistic way to help people. And this circulation magnetic therapy has helped me. It has completely helped me come from being really sick last year to when I got hit by that school bus. I'm also a breast cancer survivor.
Wow.
And I use the circulation magnetic therapy here. All I'm going to say is in 3 months that lump was gone. I don't know. I mean, I know that God healed me in the name of Jesus. It was Him. And I'm so grateful. But He's using these things, these holistic things, to help people. And that's what I do.
I have a question, because I just started. My brother lost 30 pounds on a detox tea called Sleepy Time. But you don't take it in the afternoon because I took a nap. So in the meantime, but it's a detox. Can you tell people what the difference between like this and like a detox tea? Is that like the same thing?
No, you don't really see the detox happening.
Okay.
But basically, you're getting rid of the waste. So it's very, very, very important and vital. I never put a client on the circulation magnetic therapy unless they are our water drinker, because you have to drink water to remove all the toxins. Water is living water through your body is amazing. Yes. So when you're on the circulation therapy, it works very well if you're drinking a lot of water. That's why I created my five-step program that has a lot to do with your mindset, drinking water, eating your nutrition every day, exercise, and sleep. So these five fundamental stages of your life that you can do every single day and work on getting better at. So
that's amazing.
Let's talk about the stem cell, though.
Yes, she has something called, should I move over?
Yes.
Okay. So the stem cell is very exciting. You've got a lot of people with a lot of miracle stories of what is happening with that.
I know, I do. So basically, it's just a little Band-Aid that has the salt crystals in it. And They basically activate the HGK levels, their peptide levels, copper peptides. So if anybody's ever heard of copper peptides, they're extremely vital to the body. And this patch that's made with just salt and amino acids creates the active HGK copper peptides, and those help the stem cells to grow. It's really a scientific thing.
So do people lose stem cells?
Yes, we do. By the time we're 30, we have lost about 60%. And by the time we are 60, we've lost all of our stem cells.
So what are stem cells?
They're basically little molecules that are in our body. Not to get too sciencey, because I'm not a science person, but basically what they do is they help to keep the body going. You know, we have energy from stem cells. We fight off disease and illness with stem cells. And so if our stem cells are not in our body by the time we're, you know, 60 and we've lost all of them, that's why the body starts to shut down. And so getting these patches that I have are amazing. I have somebody who has MS, and of course this did not heal or treat or cure him, but we are seeing amazing results where this guy in 1 month is not using his cane anymore. And just so many wonderful, wonderful things that are happening with this patch. And you do wear it for 12 hours to activate the stem cells naturally in the body. And you do take it off for 12 hours to repair. And that's very important.
That's amazing. So with people, I know we have like 6 minutes left. Where do they get in touch with you, and your number, website, where they can order them?
Well, I'm working on a website right now. I have a designer working on my website, which is Holistic Health Coaching, CKD, Gmail. Okay. that's different. That's my email. But yes, I have somebody working on my website right now, and that's in the works. So people are going to be able to go on there, set an appointment with me. They'll be able to pay for their services online. It'll be really easy.
So you can work with anybody around the world?
I can work with anyone that has pain, inflammation. You can go to Carrie K. Davis. You could follow Living a Healthy Lifestyle Show on Facebook. I'm working on other things, too, and YouTube. I have a channel, so I'm working on that, and that's just Carrie K. Davis. And then I also would like to give you my number, which is 515-822-4877, and I would love to sit down with you. I have so many holistic ways, and I just graduated.
Congratulations. That's so exciting in your career.
From the New York Institution of New York.
See, I was going to ask where you went, because a lot of people may say, hey, I'd like to do that. I'm in another state. I would like to get into health and fitness and wellness. And you coach so many people, Carrie, and helping them with better lifestyle.
Yeah, holistic health coaching is the future, guys. People just want another way other than medication that just just covers up the symptoms. We actually help the doctors to get to the bottom of what is really going on in the body. We are specialized. We go to school to learn from the gut up. Right?
So
the gut is the second brain.
Let me ask you, because we have a few seconds left, what about detox tea? Do you know anything about that?
No, I just do the ginger teas and stuff like that. I believe that we should just drink a whole lot of water.
What does ginger do?
It's really good ginger for the tea? Heart. It's great what? For the heart. It's great for the brain.
I didn't know that.
You know, the brain food, guys, your brain shuts down when you don't give it the right food. So I'm doing 5 days a week plant-based diet, Mediterranean diet, you know, all kinds of protein and things. And then I treat myself on the weekend to a strawberry shortcake at the Strawberry Festival.
You know, my mother always said that too. And I just bought myself a bunch of salads. I had a salad day yesterday.
Yes. So the thing is, guys, it's everything in moderation. Everything is in moderation. So, but what we're finding with these things that I can provide people that are holistic, like the circulation magnetic therapy, we're finding that when they go in to see the doctor, they don't have to be on their medication anymore.
That's amazing.
What is their goal? We're working with people on what their goals are. What do they want to do? What do they want to accomplish in life? And the first goal is to get your mindset right. Because if you're thinking about you can't do this, you won't do it.
Okay, and so we're talking about accomplishments, and I know I have one, getting 10,000 steps a day.
Yes!
I'm trying to get, I'm up to 8,000, but I'm getting better. Carrie, what is your ultimate goal in life right now? But you know, besides, I know you're helping so many people. What is your personal ultimate goal in life? Like, what do you want to accomplish?
I just want to spread the good word of health. I want to educate America on what you can do to get healthy. I want to write a book called Living a Healthy Lifestyle, and I want my TV show. And I did eggplant parmesan the other night. It was amazing.
That's right. So people can watch you cook live on Facebook.
Yes,
and give your Facebook.
Every Monday night. It's Carrie K. Davis, CarrieKayDavis.
And we have two more minutes, but what else have you made?
I do avocado boats. I could put a little bit of a taco stuff in there. I put some protein, some beans.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I stuff my peppers with Southwestern stuff. I make a Southwestern mixture, stuff my peppers with it. Mediterranean is huge. Rice, you know, all kinds of really good stuff for you. Brown rice.
And that's why she looks the way she does, because she lives a healthy lifestyle.
and really, it's from last year and being a breast cancer survivor and getting hit by that school bus, and it's just changed everything for me. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't know, because I didn't go on there and go wham wham wham, I've got this, you know. I just turned it around. I didn't want to talk about it. I didn't want to be diagnosed. Mm-hmm. But I knew how to turn it around in the name of Jesus.
Well, we're excited just to let you know as well, with VH2 TV Network, Devin and Daryl, they have another new network that they're going to be looking for content. And then 24flix.com, we're going to be doing some more updates on new TV show submissions. So whatever you have, they'll be submitting to them very soon. So that's really good news. So,
that is really good news. I can't wait to do some more stuff with you, especially on the red carpet.
There's a lot of things coming around the corner, and we're excited that everybody's a part of Hollywood Connections, and we have our tween talk show next. We have 1 minute, Carrie Kay.
All right, guys, so please get in touch with me at 515-822-4877. You will love the first session. I will sit down with you and discuss what it is that could help you in 2021 to be your best self with your health and wellness, and with the 5-step program, it's just going to rock your world, guys. It's just, I lost weight. My everything's just been great. I was pre-diabetic because I was so sick, and I've just turned it all around, you know.
And that makes a difference, because when you get up in the morning, you get up, just like his song, get up, get up, get up.
Get up, get up, get up, get up.
And she's a singer. Where are you performing? We have like 15 seconds.
I usually sing at the VFWs. I love to sing for the senior citizens. I just love to give them those smile that they need, and they're going through a lot with their health right now, so we're doing some stuff to help them.
And we'll be back.
And we have the MS walk on Saturday with Christopher.
We'll be back, everybody. Good night. God bless you.
such a beautiful night. I could almost kiss the stars for shining so bright.
Welcome to Hollywood Connections, Tween Talk, and take it away, Mary Lintegato.
Hello, everyone. It's Mariana Lintegato, and we are here for yet another great Tween Talk show, and I'm super excited.
I am, too.
So why don't we get started? I think we already have our first guest on the line.
Okay, caller, are you there? 106.1 FM, The Heat.
Hi.
Hi, Jaden. How are you doing today? Can you please introduce yourself to everyone?
Of course, Mariana. My name is Jaden McDuffie, your 2020-2021 National American Miss Junior Preteen, and I am 8 years old, and I come from the great state of Alabama.
So this is my junior preteen sister, Queen Jaden. She's wow. Such a cute little girl. So let's get started with a couple of our questions first. So do you have any questions for me, Jaden?
Actually, I do. I started pageants when I was only 6 years old, and right now I'm 8 years old, so I haven't been doing pageants for long. But my question to you is, how old were you when you started NAM, and how did you hear about it?
So I started NAM when I was about 5 years old, and actually how I heard about it is I got an open call invitation from my cousin, and so I was like, okay, let me try this out. And then the moment that I stepped on the stage, I was like, wow, this is something that I want to do for a long time. And the first time I did National American Miss, I didn't win anything. I went home empty-handed, but then every year I just came back stronger and stronger, and eventually in Orlando, Florida for the national pageant, I got to win the preteen title. And I know Jaden also works hard really too, and she was able to capture the junior preteen title.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Mariana Lynn, I love your answer to that.
Thank you.
Yeah, I love that one.
And real quickly, I have a question for you too. So I know that you are the junior preteen queen and you get to be a role model to many other people, but what is your favorite part about being the junior preteen queen and representing your division?
Well, actually, in my community, I work with a Prescott House, a child advocacy center, and I'm up to raise awareness for child abuse. So I, like, make videos, and I talk about child abuse in my community because I set up in places, and I say, where should we raise awareness for child abuse at? And then I have a clipboard, and they just tell me, and then I write the school down, and I take care of those places.
That's amazing. Do you have any more questions for me?
Let's see. I think I have one more. My life skill that NAM has taught me is communication, because before I started NAM, I was very shy, and now I can talk very well, and I always believe in myself now, and it makes me stronger. So my question to you, Mariana, is what is the most important life skill NAM has helped you learn so far?
Wow.
Well, I can obviously tell that NAM has obviously helped you with public speaking, because, I mean, you're such a little girl, and look at you.
She's 8 years old.
Yeah. And I have to say that NAM has helped me not only grow confidence, but it's helped me be the young, confident, and sophisticated woman that I am today. And it's really helped me, like, especially in the evening gown portion. I've got to learn how to be poised on the stage and present myself in front of others. And in the interview portion, I got to learn how to answer any question that comes at me. And it's even helped me with my Tween Talk show today. And I'm able to carry out this amazing Tween Talk show, and it's really amazing that I've learned all of that just by doing National American Miss.
Oh, yes. That was very good.
Thank you. And then I also have one more question for you. So I know as the National Queens, we're going to be able to travel all over the country.
That's exciting.
For the state pageant. So what are you looking most forward to for the NAM Summer Tour?
For the NAM Summer Tour, I'm most looking forward to, Arizona. I love Arizona, I also love Florida. They are my favorite, because they are, I'm not trying to say it's too hot, but they're like hot and cold. Like, it's both things, and the weather there is just perfect. I love it.
Well, yes, and actually a couple of months ago in January, in Martin Luther King weekend, you were actually at Florida with all of our other sister queens, because we had our I Am Pageant Powerhouse photo shoot, which was super, super fun. And I can't wait to be reunited with you at my state pageant, and I'll also be at the Alabama state pageant too, so I can't wait to see you then.
Tell everybody what NAM is, and when they're driving, they may not know the whole meaning of NAM. So could you explain that to everybody?
Yeah, so NAM stands for National American Miss, and it's a pageant that represents growing confidence and unleashing your potential. And I can say that this pageant is not all about, like, being beautiful and wearing lots of makeup. It's about showing who you truly are and showing what things that you want to be and things that you aspire to be. And they're helping you realize, like, for example, because of NAM, I realized that I want to be a pediatrician because I want to help others, like, feel better, especially at a young age.
You are doing, and how old are you now?
I am 12 years old.
Do you all believe that? Everybody driving, she's 12 years old, and she's going to hit the talk show circuit really soon. Amazing what she's doing. Your accomplishments are fabulous, and I commend you for that.
Thank you. Well, that's amazing. Thank you so much, Jaden. But before you leave, can you please say your social media platform so everyone can follow you?
Are you there, Jaden?
I am.
Okay.
My social media platform is... Wait.
Are you on Facebook or Instagram?
I am on Facebook and Instagram.
Well, I know that we all have our NAM social media accounts, so
right.
Mine personally is at the NAM Preteen, but hers is the NAM Junior Preteen.
Okay, that's awesome.
So that's where we can follow Jaden. Well, thank you so much for being on my show. You were an amazing guest. Okay, thank you so much.
Bye, Jaden. Have a beautiful day.
So as we move along, if you didn't know, last weekend I actually had a dance competition. With my solo, I was able to get 10th overall and first place in my category.
We need a hand clap for that, Tommy. One of those hand claps. Oh, yeah. I saw you jump up in the air.
And we even have the song that you can play, which is my solo song, which all of you get to hear, which is actually from You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, which is I got to play Sally for one of the plays that I did, and I actually used that as my solo song. So,
oh, my gosh. Ahead. I'm sitting here, and I want to just put my shoulders back because she's in ballet and tap and everything. So now I'm watching my posture, watching you. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah? That's what you think.
What?
That's my new philosophy. Oh, yeah? That's what you think.
Well, why are you telling me?
Huh?
Why are you telling me?
Why are you telling me? I like it. That's a good philosophy. Why are you telling me? Why are you telling me? Why are you telling me? My new philosophy. The teacher gave a D on last week's homework. She said, Miss Sally Brown, your grades are going down. I could have told her.
Philosophy.
My new philosophy. Miss B, I'm she. Look, see. A D, a D. Why are you telling me? And that's my new philosophy.
That's your new philosophy.
Why are you telling me? My new philosophy.
That's great, Sally, but I've got to go practice my Chopin.
No! I like it. No! That's a good philosophy. No! No! No!
That's your new philosophy, huh?
Yes! I mean, no! Just like a busy bee, each new philosophy can't fly from tree to tree and keep me moving. When life's a dizzy maze on alternating days, I choose a different phrase.
Your new philosophy.
My new philosophy.
Sally, some philosophies are simple. Man does not live by bread alone. Some philosophies are clear.
Leave your message at the sound of the tone. Some philosophies forget to deciding what goes in it.
Some take a lifetime.
Mine take a minute.
But Sally, anything that takes only a minute can't be very lasting. For instance, Beethoven took
over.
No! I can't stand it!
I can't stand it! I like it! For all people. And that's my new philosophy.
Music of Jazz Master Louis.
Okay.
So that was my solo song, which is a musical theater piece. But now moving along, I think we have our next guest.
Yay. Are you there?
Hi, you're on the air. Can you please introduce yourself and your title?
Absolutely. Hi, everyone. I'm Serene Singh, and I'm the National All-American Miss.
That's amazing. So she is another one of my sister queens. She is the All-American for the Miss Division. And I'm so excited to have you as a guest. So why don't you start along with the questions?
Absolutely. I'm super excited to be here. This is so fun. Well, I guess my very first question is, what is one optional or required competition that you wish you could add to NAM?
Ooh, good question.
Ooh, that's a hard one. I feel like something that I would want to add to NAM is like an optional that's specifically for like something that's triple threat related, because that's something that I love to do because I'm a singer, dancer, and actor, which are three things that I love to do. And I feel like that would just be so fun because all of the competitors at NAM are all super talented. So that would be a really fun optional to watch.
That would be a lot of fun. Are you saying that you would want to do, like, all three at the same time?
Yeah, because I, like, for example, like, that could almost be something like a play. Like, for when I was Sally, like, I would be singing and doing some dance moves and acting all at the same time.
Oh, my gosh, that's so fun. Yep, we're going to have to propose it.
And then a question that I have for you is, I know that you love to help others like feel beautiful in who they are, and I know you have your Serenity Project. So can you please explain to others like what that is and what you like to do?
Yeah, totally. That's a really good question, and it's really important to me to talk about it, too, because, you know, as we are in the world of pageantry, I think a lot of people don't necessarily understand what that entails, and sometimes we only just get a quick glimpse on our TVs, and we think that that is the entire activity, when really that was just one very small portion of what it means to be in pageantry. So recently I released a video with, I think, 10 different pageant title holders of many different systems, ages, backgrounds, races, you know, just, you know, different types of beauty, just to highlight to all little girls that, like, you are beautiful and authentic just as you are. You don't have to change anything, add anything, or be any different in who you are, which I think is just a really important message for, you know, pageant title holders to spread, as the world often sees us as these perfect, exemplary women who have no flaws and are constantly living in this ideal world. That's not who we are. We're just like normal human beings. But that, separately, I'm really grateful that you asked about the Serenity Project. Sorry, were you going to say something?
Yeah, I was going to say, like, that's amazing. But another question for you is, with COVID, how did that change your event for this year?
Yeah, are you saying for the Serenity Project?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, well, you know, that's a really good question, too, because it was completely different this year. So the Serenity Project is a nonprofit organization that I run, and we focus on at-risk women. So these are women survivors, survivors of many different life experiences, but all of them have come from an experience and background of trauma. And in the United States, not only are these women the highest risk for suicide, but also they are the lowest resource. So it's a really important population that often goes under-discussed and under notice. So it's the Serenity Project's mission is to build confidence and resolve among these women. And we do that first through a fashion show, which is the part that COVID really changed up for us, because we could not host an in-person fashion show. So we did it online. It was a lot of fun. Everyone submitted their videos. We made like a collective music video with all the women together. So it still ended up being a lot of fun. And, you know, like, I think something that COVID has taught all of us is that we don't necessarily always have to have in-person things, and that sometimes life can be done online and you can make it work because of technology. So it's actually really cool that we were able to host a fashion show online. I never thought that could happen. And then the second thing is our self-love curriculum. So it's like a 12-month program where we bring in women from around the world as guest speakers to talk about different issues and topics for the women one-on-one. So meditation, how to do public speaking. What does it mean to build a calendar for yourself? How do you overcome failure? Different topics that women, especially survivors, really can benefit from and use as tools in their tool chest for the rest of their lives. And then the third thing is a mentorship program. So all of our women are paired with mentors. And these are just women entrepreneurs who are leaders in their own fields and who are just passionate about giving back. Each of the mentors, alongside their the Serenity Project woman survivor, will work on a passion project of the woman's choosing. So, you know, if she comes from a background of domestic violence and she thinks that if, you know, when she was growing up, she could have really benefited from a shelter home or some kind of a program, then her and her mentor can create that for other women. So it's just a way to push forward and empower even more women through the Serenity Project.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And then one more thing before you go. Can you please tell everyone your social media platform so that they could follow you?
Totally, yeah. My social media platform is serene.singh, S-E-R-E-N-E, and then dot S-I-N-G-H. And then my National American Miss one is the NAM AA Miss.
That's amazing. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to be a guest on my show and sharing about your Serenity Project and other advice you have.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Okay, thank you so much. Bye.
So this is a special with a lot of National American Miss Queens.
Yes. And do we have our next call in yet?
Tommy, he's on the phone. And so we're waiting for the next caller. It says, real quick, do you think of yourself as a role model?
I definitely really think of myself as a role model to not only people that are younger than me, but to also people that are older than me too, especially since I like to tell my quote of, you're never too young to make a difference in the lives of others.
That's amazing.
Okay, I think we have our next caller.
Okay.
Hi, you're in Tan Talk or Tween Talk. How are you doing today?
Hi, I'm so excited. I'm doing good.
Thank you. So can you please introduce yourself to everyone?
Hello, everyone. I'm Taylor Stewart, your NAM Miss Florida Junior Teen, Taylor Stewart.
So this is actually Taylor, and you actually interviewed her at the Feeding Tampa Bay. She was there.
Oh, I remember. Gotcha. Hi.
So do you have any questions for me?
Yeah, I thought of some earlier, and one of my biggest questions that I wanted to ask is, how has the national title helped you personally have more opportunities to talk about your platform, and how have you used these opportunities?
So this year would actually be my second time winning the state title. So with that, I would just be representing the state of Florida. I would still be able to do lots of things and, you know, go to many different appearances. But with the national title, I've been able to go to so many more places, and I've been able to share my platform to so many around me. So I feel like being the national queen has not only allowed me to be a role model to so many more people, but it's also allowed me to open doors to so many new things.
That is so awesome, and I love how you use your platform and your ability to have this title in that way.
Yeah, she's on 3 FM, 3 AM, and will be on two TV networks very soon.
Yeah, that's amazing. And then another question that I have for you is, I know that as the Florida junior junior teen, that's been something you were working towards for a long time, and you finally got to go to the national pageant. So what was your favorite part about the national pageant?
My favorite part was the rehearsals and being able to dress up. Because they're so early in the morning, and, you know, everyone's dragging, but it's so awesome to not only come up with your own outfit for the themed rehearsals, but to look at everyone else's outfits and talk to them about it and why they chose it. It's so interesting to me, so it doesn't seem like such a burden to wake up at like 7 in the morning to go to a rehearsal. It makes it fun.
I love the rehearsals too, especially the PJ rehearsal, because not only did I get to dress very comfortably, but that was also the time that I won a spirit stick with one of my pageant besties, Miss Georgia. So that was a great time because we won the spirit stick at the same rehearsal. So that was really fun. And another question I have for you is, I know that NAMM was actually one of your first pageants. So ever since then, how has NAMM changed your life?
NAMM was my very first pageant ever, and I remember receiving the letter in the mail that they send when I was in fifth grade, and I was the shyest girl I know. I could not even talk in front of my class for a presentation without turning red or stuttering. And it's so amazing. My parents were so shocked that I even said, let's try it. I wanted to come out of my shell and be a better person. And throughout the years of doing NAMM, I can totally see a difference. I'm able to do a personal introduction on stage, approach people. I can definitely present in front of my class now. And I just love the confidence that I have grown, and I hope that I can install it in other girls too as the NAMM Florida junior team.
That's amazing. So did you have any more questions for me before you go?
Yeah, I wanted to ask, how did the national title change your life in a way that maybe you weren't expecting it to?
Well, something that I can say relating to that question is because of COVID, because I know that because of that, I can't go to as much appearances as I wanted to, but thankfully I'm still able to go on the NAMM National Summer Tour. So I'm going to be able to go to different state pageants and really be a role model to others. Because I know that when I was like a shy little 5-year-old, I really depended on the other national queens to be a role model to me and show me like what's right, like on the stage. And they always told me to just be myself and to show the judges what like they wanted to see, which is just me being myself. And another thing that has impacted me is the new announcement of the I Am Pageant Powerhouse, which is IJM and National American Miss being able to come together and be like united as two pageant systems.
I think Tommy's got a hand clap for you because that deserves a hand clap. We've got there you go.
So that was a part of my national like journey. But Taylor, before you go, can you please tell everyone your social media platform so that we can follow you?
Yes. On Instagram, it is Taylor Stewart Official, S-T-U-A-R-T.
And then I know your other NAMM official account, before you give up your title, is the NAMM FL a junior teen. So you could follow her on her personal and her NAM account before she gives up her title in July.
What are the age categories? Because I know parents are driving and they want to know, hey, I've got my daughter, I want to put her in. Because I used to judge and been on tour, but it's been for many years with them, and I love NAM. Tell us what the age group is or how to enter.
So how to enter is you can go to www.namiss.com and you can register through there. And some states have an actual state pageant, but some states are through the APR program, which is a appointed representative program. Ooh. And so you could see that, and you can go through many other interviews through there too. And the age categories are princess, which is 4 to 6. There's junior preteen, which is 7 to 9. Preteen, which is my division, 10 to 12. Junior teen, which is, I believe, 13 to 15.
I think so, right?
And then teen...
is an up.
So, yeah. Taylor, Taylor, do you know?
It is 13 to 15.
13 to 15. And then teen, I believe, is 16 to 19.
Okay.
And then Miss is 20 to 24. There you go.
Wow. So all you drivers out there, what, to your daughters, there you go. We've got 2 minutes left.
Well, that's amazing. Thank you so much for being a guest and taking the time to be on here.
Yes, of course. Thank you.
See you next time.
You can watch all this on the Tantalk Radio Network on YouTube as well. That's up there, and you can watch this after the show.
And Miss Dawn, before we leave, do you have any more questions for me before we play?
I do. I have a list here that I wrote down. What is your biggest accomplishment? Biggest accomplishment you've ever done?
If I have to be honest, I think my biggest accomplishment was winning this National American Miss Preteen title, especially since this is a really big deal in the pageant world.
Yes.
Because National American Miss is the biggest pageant system that there is, and it was a really great honor for me to be able to represent this program on the national level, because I have been Miss Florida as the junior preteen and preteen, but now I'm the national preteen. That's an amazing opportunity that I have.
I know, and you know, I even sent your pictures in with our nominations for the Hollywood Connections for nomination for the International Christian Film Festival. So I had pictures of you with us as Hollywood Connections. So yeah, you're on that red carpet. And we have about, watch the clock, 6:58. Another question I have for you is, oh my gosh, this would be a good one. What is your community service platform?
My community service platform is Walk in Their Shoes, helping kids in need.
Wow.
So what I do is work with organizations so that I could help kids, specifically with answering the cry of the poor. And what I do is I sponsor children's education in the Philippines, specifically for their education. And the Philippines is actually where my mom and my dad are from, so you could say hi to the camera. But what I do is I raise money by selling my own bracelets. I'm actually wearing a bracelet right now.
Really?
And that's what I love to do.
What does that one say?
This one says friends, because it's like matching with my friend.
And do you have different sayings?
Yeah, I do have different words. And you can actually go into my Instagram, which is Aesthetic Accessories, Inc.
And do you have other sayings? Like, do you have, what other sayings do you have?
I even have, like, name bracelets or things like that. And I even have the friendship bracelets, too.
Can you make me one? I want to buy one.
I can even do
like
that.
Like, say Hollywood on it with, like, turquoise.
Yeah, that's amazing. I can give it to you next time.
Well, we'll be back with another tween talk. Would everybody your name?
I'm, once again, Mariana Lintigado, the National American Miss Preteen. See you all next time.
Yes,
thank
she'll
you.
Be on the red carpet with us at the International Christian Film Festival. She's very busy, and she does have a fan page. And thank you, everybody, for watching. God bless you.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.